This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Let's get ready!
Just getting into things here at Joy 94.9 this morning. It is the tag team, Harry, Hunter and Sean with you. Y'all ready for this?
I'm so ready.
After last week's efforts, did a radiothon action here in the studios. Yeah. Thank you very much for getting involved last week.
Yes, thank you. We smashed it.
And thank you for helping get our podcaster naked.
Completely nude.
We didn't smash that, did we?
No. No.
Not this week, Sean.
Nailed it. Well done, Harry. Back.
Been waiting for my moment.
He's going to listen to this back, you know.
No. Morning, Gary.
Thanks, everybody, for getting involved. Today on the tag team, well, are we going to talk about your hot brother again, Harry?
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah.
Did he love being on the tag team?
Oh, Jesus. Loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Did he really?
Shut him up.
Really?
Yep. Oh, yeah. He thought he was, I know, I was a bit like, oh, next time maybe try a bit harder. But he was like, no, smashed it. That was the best thing ever. Told all his friends, so they've listened to the podcast.
Oh,
really?
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, that is
keeping it in the family. The theme of Radiothon was Remember Joy, and we talked about how we signed up during the Taste of Radio times. We all came from that background, and today we're joined by a guest from Taste of Radio.
Yes, his name's John.
His name's John.
That's all I know about him, so I'm very much looking forward to it.
Do you reckon he's a John Doe? It's a very generic safe name.
Yes, it is.
John Smith.
John Doe. It's just going to be leaning
from
Taste of Radio.
He knows John Snow.
John, well
John
done.
John Snow.
Now, Sean, you've really perked up, because just seconds before we went on air, you seemed to be in sort of, how would you describe it, Harry? Sort of like a excited
euphoric
coma?
State.
Euphoric?
That's exactly it.
What do you mean? Because I've had a lot of coffee.
No. You seemed to be engrossed in your phone, like you were slipping off your chair. What happened? I think maybe you'd fallen in love.
No.
Hashtag love for Sean. We finally found it, guys. We found it at 6.
The search is over.
We found it at 6:27 a.m. on a Thursday in the Melbourne CBD.
Did you find it, or did I find it?
Well, we both found it together.
It is, I'll have you know, it is the most romantic hour of the day, so.
It is. And Grindr, the most romantic of all the apps.
Look, it's a great app, isn't it?
What's his name? Do we know his name yet?
Whoa, this has moved on. Okay, let's let that go.
We'll save it.
All right. Here's the deal.
There's no saving it.
We'll work on a song. You have a chat. Get some of his vitals, his stats, and we'll come back and we'll...
Why would we talk about that?
Introduce him to the people. See what they think.
It's a terrible idea.
You are listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9. This is Get Over It by McClough.
Joy. You are listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9.
This morning, Sean, the plot has thickened.
Oh my God. Yeah. You need to calm down.
The plot, mate. I said the plot.
Yeah.
Keep the rest to yourself.
Far out.
Now, just earlier, Sean fell in love on the Grindr. Let me just set the scene of what the guy looks like. He looks, if you take Sean and add like 300% hotness, it looks the same. Because you look like. No, you look like you come from the same
stock.
Like, oh, yeah.
Are you cousins?
I would hope not.
No.
Well, I think originated from the same part of the world.
What?
You're not even listening. You're just tapping away there, aren't
no.
you?
No.
Just tapping away.
Are you from the same part of the world?
So Sean's fell in love with a very attractive man on the Grindr this morning. But the plot thickens because we've done some Facebook stalking and it looks like we may potentially be being catfished.
This is amazing.
Or he's on a dirty weekend in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I'll be Neve, and I'll drop some pictures into the Google Image Recognizer.
Campbell?
Neve.
Neve Campbell.
No, from Catfish.
Oh, I could be Neve Campbell, yes.
It's Nev.
Nev.
It's Nev.
Neve?
It's Nev. Harry's accent. Nev? Just let it go.
Sorry, Harry. I
Brilliant.
Apologize.
Yeah, so I'll drop it in, and I'll see what I can find.
Yeah, we're going to pop his name into Facebook and see if we can get up any photos. This is going to be fun.
Look, okay, that's been my morning. How about your morning? I've just noticed there's like a full loaf of bread over next to you in the studio. And that's not normally what's done around
these
parts.
That's a raisin loaf.
Yeah, it's a raisin loaf. I went down to a well-known convenience store this morning. 24 hours it is.
Yes.
Two slices
wasn't
enough.
7 days a week. Well, you guys know that I do traditionally buy one piece of Raisin Toast of a morning.
Mad for it.
This morning they were selling this whole loaf for $1 Australian.
And so...
rude not to.
How much of that have you had this morning?
Zero. I'm going to...
So see, they've done a number on you. You've now got a whole thing of raisin loaf that you're not going to eat.
Worse than that, I paid $1 for my one slice and
what?
Then a further $1 for 19 slices.
Oh, sorry. So you have had one slice,
but not from the loaf.
Not from the... Why don't you just ask him to pop it in the... Pop it in.
All of them.
Well, you know, you didn't bring us any.
I should be like, listen up, Raj, I'm taking you for a ride. I'll take that whole loaf for $1. Pop it in the toaster, please.
And just a disclaimer, we are not eating in the studio.
No, we're not. It's tied up in a plastic bag. Can you hear it?
No.
Anyway, I'm taking it...
And the loaf.
I'm taking it into the office. I'm taking it into the office, Sean, and if you play your cards right, you may be able to have a piece.
You know, I'm going to Vietnam next week, and I'm not beach ready.
Do you catch phrase?
Oh, you, you've done all right. No, that's not it. Say it again.
What?
Say you're going to Vietnam again.
Oh, well, I'm going to Vietnam next week.
Don't trip on your diamonds, mate.
Unenthusiastic.
Have you told your grinder husband that? Because if it's going to be long distance, he needs to know right now.
I think he's just looking for a bit of fun.
Oh, yeah. Why don't I? I'm going to put on. Do you think he's messaged me?
I hope so. Just to really soften the blow.
Or has he messaged me?
Well, that would be weird. Do you have Grindr?
That'd be a twist.
It would be weird if you had Grindr, actually.
What kinds of twists?
Yeah. Maybe that's not why I'm not getting many hits.
I've got a message, guys. I've got a message.
Is it from him?
No.
No.
All right. He probably just. Now I'm online. He'll probably message me now, won't he?
You'd have so.
Maybe.
All right, you are listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9.
Joy.
We've got an update. We've got a grinder update, Sean, with your future husband. Give it to us.
Well, he's not going to be my future husband if he's completely gone off the radar now.
Oh.
You've killed it. You shouldn't have talked about it on air.
Gone from the grid, is he?
Yeah.
Completely gone. Blocked, deleted.
Yeah.
Dead. It's...
What's this?
Kill the romantic music. Not appropriate.
Oh, what did he say? I wasn't listening.
No, he's deleted us.
Oh!
It's all gone. I'm heartbroken already. I'm still going to the gym though.
That's weird. You think if we would have heard us talking about him on the radio, he'd be like, oh, what a great guy.
Not if he was trying to go incognito. Now it's gone public.
True.
I mean, we never mentioned his name.
Yeah. But if his wife is listening, it could be awkward. It could be awkward. I have to pay that. Well, I'm sorry for ruining your
I'm gutted. I am. I'm going to be honest. I am gutted. I don't know how you must feel, but I am gutted.
I'd started writing my best man speech.
Oh. Yeah.
How did it go?
Oh yeah. Tell us. How did it go?
When the I introduce myself, do a bit of comedy, get my good room on side.
You're gonna do the and when Sean asked me to be best man. Okay.
Yeah. Go from that bit.
I'll go from the very start because the start's sort of some of the best.
All right, go on then. Go.
Good evening, ladies and jelly beans.
Oh god.
When Sean asked me to be best man, I thought, not a chance, mate. But here I am. Now, I do remember when the boys first met, we were doing breakfast radio at the time. Mm. Just, why are you groaning, Sean?
I'm just listening.
We all thought he was a fake. But it turns out he's a true blue.
Even though after they've been together for 3 years, I still thought he was being catfished. I just couldn't believe that a man like that could fall for a man like that. But here we are.
Oh, he was that beautiful. It was too good to be true. Yeah. Thanks. Really?
You know, that all happened before 7 o'clock, so anything could happen before 9.
Yeah.
You could be married and divorced by 9.
Well, look, I'm gutted.
Is that Jeff the Barrel Girl's walked in?
Yeah, he's walked in. Oh, we should get his opinion as well.
We should. We'll get him in.
We should have screenshotted it and then we could have...
Sent it to Jeff.
I think I haven't screenshotted it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yay! We'll this show him.
That's how sus I was on it from the start.
We'll win in the end.
We always do. You are listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9.
Oh, a bit of Avril it is.
Joy.
Oh, yeah, you're listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9.
It's too long between Avril Lavigne songs, isn't it? I went to the Avril concert once.
Me too.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Might have been the same one. She probably only did one tour.
In Wales?
No, I didn't go to Wales.
Is it Avril Lavigne who you can pay to have a photo with and then she's not in the photo with you?
Yeah, and then it shows Rihanna's...
Where like, she's sitting on you and you like want to definitely show her after that. What a hoot. How gutted would you be?
Oh, you would be.
Who would you pay to get a photo with? No one.
Oh, no one, I don't think. Not real cash money.
You've had a few photos with the housewives. Would have you paid for that?
No, I wouldn't. Well, maybe a dollar.
Yeah, okay.
Well, up to five, actually, for, okay, for Gina. I got a photo for Pettifleur, and to be honest, I wanted to be paid for that, so...
Friend of the show there, Fletty. For, well, she's a friend of Joy. She's in all the time. Yeah, yeah. Loves it.
Really? Do you have a photo with Harry?
Or well, have you got? I wouldn't pay.
Oh, well, this has gone well.
Oh, I don't know. I probably... Well, I've got a photo of Angela Lansbury, but she's sitting in the car. She let me take it of her.
That's a brilliant story.
I'll let you take a photo of me. Brilliant. Yeah. Thank you.
She looks very graceful, though. So if I could get a full length of her with me in it, that would be pretty cool.
How much would you pay for an Angela Lansbury?
$250.
My friend Tyson, who's filled in for you once or twice here, he'd pay upwards of $5,000 for that, I reckon.
I'm
not obsessed with Angela Lansbury.
Oh, Dame.
Dame, is it?
Well, she should be.
Isn't she American?
She's American, yeah, but she should be a Dame. They give it to everybody else.
All right, yeah, fair enough. Yeah. I'll back you. Now, Sean, I've been trying to check down your Grindr husband.
Yeah.
I've set the age filter to try and really isolate him. But my Grindr, for some reason, has switched to Indonesia. Indonesia.
Amazing.
So I might be moving.
What?
To our northern neighbours.
Oh. Yeah. Apakabar.
I'm messaging this guy. His name is
Saja.
Dedi Kaya.
Okay.
Yeah.
Banyan.
Stand by, guys.
I've missed my favourite show on Joy. What do I do? What do I do?
Podcasters to battle!
Joy podcasters fight on tirelessly to bring you the best bits of every show. So if you've missed something recently on Joy, don't worry. Our podcasters have your back. Head to joy.org.au and click on the podcast tab or look us up on iTunes. Podcasters on Joy 94.9, fighting tirelessly for your listening pleasure.
Oh, got a little sassy at the end there, didn't it? You're back on the tag team on Joy 94.9. if you did just join in, you did miss the sound of one hand clapping, where Harry's decided that she's going for a world record.
She does have an impressive skill, though, and that is the fact that she can clap with one hand.
We just did a quick time trial during the song, and we think she racked up how many one-handed claps?
I think I counted 54 in the space of 13 seconds, right?
That's on track to beat the world record.
It sounds impossible saying it out loud. I feel like we've failed somewhere along the line, but if this is the case, Guinness need to be paying attention.
So what we're going to do, right, is I'll suss out what we need to do to either get somebody in the studio or record it to put it online.
Yeah.
And then we will, fair dinkum, legit attempt this world record.
In one fortnight from today.
Here's the problem, though, Harry. You're doing it as part of the tag team, or are you going to go and try and just have your name on the record?
Well, it's just her doing it.
Yeah.
Yes, but, you know, I feel it's a collective effort, and we're going to try and mooch off it.
We would absolutely win for the most group one-handed claps. World records.
It's still all you.
It doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we would do it.
The most one-handed applause.
Yes. And then, as a sidebar, I'll just attempt the single ones. And then.
So you're committing to one fortnight from today?
Yes.
All right. There we go. We're going for the one-hand fap challenge.
Clap.
Sorry, I keep saying that wrong, don't I?
It's like you don't even mean it.
It's like we're about to play Jesse J's flashlight song.
Sean, now, you and I, my friend, I don't know if you, Harry, I don't know if you've heard that Sean and I had a bit of a...
Yeah,
like a sassy ladies' weekend, would you call it, Sean? In the Harbour City?
Just the two of you?
Yeah.
Just you two?
Yep.
Just, I was here, but you two were away.
Oh, I get it.
Yep.
Yeah, but just you've got your wife and your one-handed claps to practice.
When you say it like that, though, it sounds insincere.
We did go away for a little weekend. We didn't have the long weekend, but we did certainly have a big weekend.
It was pretty wild as we got matching haircuts at one point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks for mentioning that.
Sorry. Your hairs are beautiful.
They're not matching, though. I don't know where you pulled that from.
But how did we quench any thirsts while we were up there?
Well, the Hunter, I think, is definitely no longer parched.
Yeah, I supped from the fountain of youth.
He also supped from the opposite sex and from
the lady fountain.
And quite local, as soon as he checked into the hotel, onto the receptionist, hello.
You make it sound like I leapt across the desk and kissed the receptionist.
No, it was the other way around, wasn't it?
You climbed slowly across the desk. What happened? Spill.
Libs.
We can spill, but at 7:41, this is nearly prime time, so we need to get through it quickly without me losing too much dignity.
Okay, go.
No, you have to say it. I'm not saying it.
All right, Sean, what happened?
I checked into Sydney. Well, he was there well and truly before I was, and he had, who knows how many he had accomplished before I got there. But from what I heard, the hotel lobby was already off limits by the time I got there because he had asked Hunter way too many intimate details about what he had planned for the weekend.
Oh.
And then later that evening, Hunter's like, oh, he's here at one of the nightclubs.
I'm pretty sure I didn't realise it was the hotel receptionist until after we kissed. Isn't that correct?
I'm not sure.
So did you, like, swap numbers, come meet me here?
No, no, we didn't need to swap numbers or say come meet me here because he worked at the hotel, so I was able to see him the next morning and every day after.
Can you tell us the message that he sent you after it happened?
Okay, so he was a lovely Swedish boy.
Yeah.
And he had a non-conventional moustache. And after I saw him at the nightclub and had been avoiding him for 2 days, I got a message from him that said, "Hey, Hunter, how was your jiggy last night?" Which is, I think, some English he learned from Will Smith.
Oh, nice. Was it tickly?
Couldn't tell you, mate. Couldn't tell you. Can't remember.
Can't remember. Wow. And
then he kissed a girl.
Yeah, but you didn't like it.
No, I didn't like it. Obviously, it was a terrible error.
Oh, really?
Terrible error. Oh, here's the thing, though. This is really sad, and we've got to keep it clean. But the girl, yeah. Well, she was obviously thirsty for me, but she's only human.
Yeah.
Tell you who else she was thirsty for. This bozo
no!
over here. And at one point, she suggested perhaps we'd have a menage a trois.
Oh!
She wanted the tag team.
She wanted the actual tag team, yeah.
Oh, and
I said, listen, my friend.
Wow.
If you're looking for that, you've come to the wrong place.
And she had. She had.
Oh, we're going to wrap this up. I'm getting over it.
Did you let her down gently, though?
No. I said exactly that. I said, what?
Oh, my God, no.
Ew, get away.
But you are listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9.
Dignity FM. You are back in the tag team on Joy 94.9, and we've had a very special treat during that song. We got FaceTimed by Harry's gran.
Borogai.
Borogain.
Borada. Yeah.
Borada.
Oh, so close.
Her first instinct was to speak Welsh to you, which was brilliant. I had to translate there for
Lorna,
a little while.
Is that her name?
Lorna, yeah.
Lorna was in bed.
And your accent got stronger.
Did it?
Oh, yeah. So much stronger. Oh, all right, Nanny, you're in bed. I'm going to show you the boys. Are you covered up?
It was pretty good.
Oh,
it.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, guys, we forgot to tell the good people about our rap battle.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We're doing a rap battle.
We are.
It's at 8 o'clock, so stick with us because you're
after
about to
news,
watch.
After the news, there is going to be a rap battle royale.
Battle, yes, it is. And it's going to be after news. We haven't told Alistair about it, but I'll probably put him on spot, see if he can do a rap.
Is there a theme? Are there rules?
No. The only rule is there are no rules.
Okay. And
I've got a second rule, actually.
Go on, then.
I'm going to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not a rule, but whatever. But to win, we need the nation's votes.
Yes. You have to SMS in and decide who the rap king and or queen is.
Well, let's face it, queen.
Mm.
In the meantime, text in 0427 joy949 or email us on air at joy.org.au.
Actually, text in and answer this dilemma for me.
Okay. What's the dilemma?
So we went to Sydney on the weekend, as we mentioned. I took up just your standard cheap flight to the Harbour City. There, how long's that flight, guys? Like an hour, 20
yeah,
something?
Yeah.
There I am, 30 seconds into the flight. Bam, slammed into the knees by some bozo in front of me, reclining all the way back until I'm crushed up like a very attractive pretzel.
Oh, beautiful.
And I'm not happy about that.
A salty pretzel or just... Wait, look, it's no important.
Chocolate.
It's no important,
no,
sorry.
Oh,
new chocolate covered.
Chocolate covered pretzels.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
I'll take that one. Actually, I'm one of those.
Well, what are your feelings, Sean? Is it ever acceptable?
To
recline?
On a long haul, yes. But absolutely. I mean, I feel like you're allowed to recline like 2 centimeters, but you're definitely not allowed to go full recline on
absolutely.
That long flight.
Here's my rule. If you're traveling for work and you're coming back that day, you're not allowed to recline.
Okay.
And I'll go around asking people individually, where are you going today, sir?
Oh, yeah. But even if you're in a Brizzy? Are they allowed to recline on a...
From Melbourne to Brizzy?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Melbourne to Perth?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, your rules are pretty strict.
I want to know. Am I alone?
Well,
yes, you are alone. Much like Harry's clapping.
Oh, much like your train park theme
your love
riding.
Life. Your love life.
Oh, your love life.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oh, sick burn, guys.
Well, this is the thing, right? People recline in. I'm, you know, all... Well, not long... Not short haul, long haul, yes. Mm. But I was on a flight once, right? Mm. And there was a guy, and he had reclined back. But he's a bit like you, Hunter. He was very long, right? And his legs were out in front of him, and I went flying over his legs. Like, I full on...
You tripped over?
Hit the deck.
You were flying on the plane.
Yeah, on the plane. And I went ass over tit, as I usually do, right?
Did you give him what for?
Well, got up to give him a serve, turned round. It was only bloody Thorpey.
Was it?
Yeah.
Ian Thorpey Thorpe.
Ian Thorpey Thorpe. Torpedo.
Well, no wonder you've tripped over him with feet like that.
I know.
Feet
and then like I got that. Up to give him a serve and I ended up apologising.
Did you? Well, that's what, well, so you should. Yeah. So you should.
That's how Thorpey hands
off. Was this
off.
Pre or post coming out party?
Pre.
Right.
Yeah, well, it was back in the day. So, I don't know. But that's the thing. If it was anybody else, I'd be like, what do you think you're doing? Put your legs in.
One day, this fine world, when you get to meet him again, I dare say it's going to happen. Are you going to mention this?
Absolutely. That's an in. That's a chat.
That is in, yeah. You might not remember Ian, but you tripped me terribly.
I met Kel from Kath and Kim the other day.
Stop bragging.
And stop bragging. And when I worked in Borders, and when I worked at a bookstore, I...
They're defunct. They're defunct now.
Yeah, you can say that.
When I worked at a bookstore, I thought it would be the best idea I've ever had to do an impression to him,
ooh,
of him,
ooh,
did that. And then when I met him again, I was like, you probably don't remember me, but I did an impression to you once. Did it again.
So you did it again?
Yep.
That's,
is this how the impersonation goes when you're dealing with that man? Idea for a sausage.
Idea for a sausage. That's it. And you went, brilliant, well done. I was like, you're really big in wheels. Thanks for that. Anyway, see you later, mate.
Joy 94.9.
Here it is.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Oh, yeah. Things have got quite tense here.
They have.
There's a rap battle royale.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Welcome, listeners, to the very first annual tag team rap battle
royale. Things are definitely, it's now competition. Is it a safe place? Are we going to be friends at the end of this?
Absolutely. Well, depending on how sick your burns are.
Yeah, but not for the next 3 minutes, we won't be.
No.
Because, I'm just prepping now, but moms. You've been rehearsing yesterday. It sounds like, Harry, you've been.
A bit of mom spaghetti going on over here.
Oh,
True 8 Mile. Bit of Eminem.
Right. Who's going first? Kick us off. Unter.
All right. I'll go first. Okay. So here are the rules. We're each going to do our rap, and then people have to SMS in for the winner. You get a prize for voting and we get the glory.
Do we then get to do another round? Because, I mean, I'm all for the freestyle.
No. Just one off.
Because I want to see you.
I think I probably only got one rap in me in my life.
Same. But I want to see you. I want to see the freestyle. This is where I really shine.
All right.
You keep trying to push it towards freestyle. We know what you're doing, man, mate. We know what we're doing.
Okay. Rehearse. Right. Hunter's just warming up. He's, How now, brown cow?
How now, brown cow? How
whiskey
now?
Water. Topeka bodega.
Have we started? Is this part of it?
Yes. This is my rap.
All right.
Now, do you need a beat?
Hey, do you think I should take the microphone off at Stan, shouldn't I?
No, it's going to make too much.
You're eating into your time.
I'm getting too into it. I'm getting too into it.
Do you need a beat?
No, mine's just a cappella.
Okay.
So you don't need a bit of...
Okay, feeling it.
What's the time? What's the time? What's the time? Yeah, it's hunting time. The name is Hunter, like a bow and arrow. I'm like Katniss Everdeen, just loads more shallow. Like the girl on fire, I say my piece. So you better cover your ass like Dita Von Teese. Like a stalactite, I go up or is that down? So you better get me rolling or you'll be the clown. The bozo, the mime with your tiny car. You better disembark cause it's time to cha-cha. The tango, the waltz, or the old step two. You got two left feet with two ugly shoes.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
So is there a burn delivered there? Two left feet.
Yeah, I closed with you got two left feet with two ugly shoes. It wasn't to either of you guys, though.
Yeah, two left feet everyone. And two ugly shoes.
That was good. Don't forget to SMS in Hunter to vote for me.
All right. So I might have misread the brief. All right.
What do you mean?
Well,
what's the brief?
Yours was very freestyle. Good. Yeah, very good, very freestyle. Good. And it was about you. Yeah. Mine's about somebody else.
There's no rules, mate. Just give it up.
All right. Okay, here we go. Okay. All right.
Oh, no, I'm nervous.
I know. You
Hunter, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well done, Helen.
You really got into it and put that voice in there. That there was like an accent.
Yeah, right. Ready?
I can hear what you're doing.
Are we...
What? You're trying to give a backhand.
Ready? All right, here we go.
Do you need to do any vocal warm-ups?
Nothing's happened. Why has nothing happened?
So far, I've got to say, your rap, pretty average. Pretty average.
Are you okay over there?
Oh, here we go.
Start again. Okay, yep.
Psych. That was a psych.
Yeah, she's nervous. She's very nervous.
I was born in Malaysia and moved to SA. I sang in church choirs, did not get laid. When Australian Idol angels brought me there. Divided opinion amongst the judges with my crazy afro hair.
Oh, no.
What about guys? She's doing a guy's fashion.
It's a tribute. Well done.
I got married to a girl. Her name was Jules. We had four kids because them's the rules. Expect to call me up. The hair had to go. I looked in the mirror, took some clippers to my fro. My career took off and I moved to LA. Then sang in Eurovision. Hey, came.
So what was that? Yeah. Oh yeah.
Can I get another verse?
Oh no. No, I messed it up.
No, okay, you can still pick this up.
And then Eurovision rang and said, "Hey, hey, came second." No, I can't do it.
Oh, I really want to hear what happens next.
Oh, I enjoyed that. Does Guy Sebastian really have four kids?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
With Jules.
With four. Jules.
One, two, three, four kids.
Well done.
I'm actually shaken.
Oh, well, that's good. That was well done. I mean, it was a cover, really, wasn't it?
What?
It was a good cover.
It took me on a journey.
It was a good cover.
And so I've been distracted and I haven't really managed to...
Okay, right, number three, guys. Get ready to vote. 0427 joint 949 Harry, Hunter or
Sean.
Can I
have a beat?
Yeah, I'll do your beat. Ready?
Okay. No, can you slow it down?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's getting dirty. I like it low like that. Yeah.
You're listening to the tag team, Keeping Mean. We're keeping lean, something unseen. First, there's Harry, the one-hand clapper. She's the Welsh girl that thinks she's a rapper. Next up is Hunter, the self-proclaimed clown. He'll turn your frown upside down. Then there's me, the rap battle king. Sure, my seed will get you. Thanks, Ken. You're listening to the tag team. We're keeping it mean. We're keeping it lean, something unseen.
Nice one.
I just made it up, guys.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Quite slow. It was very slow, though.
No, you know what happened?
Just reading to a beat.
Well, that's not what you were doing. You were doing a full Kesha over there. You were sing-talking.
Oh, that's an enormous
Also, I feel like Harry was providing a nice little syncopated beat there.
Yes, you're very good at that, Harry.
And you didn't give anything. You didn't even give a bass.
I tried, but
so we helped you, and you just sat there and gave me evil eyes.
You wouldn't have wanted my help. You wouldn't have wanted my help. All right, play a song, guys. This is it. This is the vote. 0427 join 949 SMS in. You'll go home with a prize, and we'll go home with the glory. Who is the rap king and or queen of the tag team? You are listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Joy 94.9. It is the tag team with Hunter, Sean and Harry. Now, we've just had a rap battle.
And we're about to go again in true style of the battles.
Yes. Hunter has just been saying, you know, how he's just, you know, won everything and he did really well. Couldn't put his headphones on, though. No. Hurt himself putting his headphones on. So, you know, rap king, Hunter Smith.
Is it time to read the votes?
No, is it time for the next round?
Oh, yeah, let's just freestyle. Let's just go.
Oh, we've got new votes. Should I read them out or not?
Yeah, read the vote out. Read the vote out.
Okay. First one's for me. Thank you from Kaz, Hunter for Rap King. Yeah. Second one is a vote for Harry.
Woo-hoo!
Well done. Thanks. That doesn't count if it's from your wife. Is it from your wife?
No, maybe. Yep, yes.
Okay, you can have it. You can have it.
Oh, thanks. No, I don't want your pity vote.
Great work from the boys. Tough luck for Harry, but my vote goes to Hunter for his ugly shoe zinger.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Steve, from Thornbury. I'll write a personalised rap for you, Steve, if you want.
He doesn't want that. He was
Hunter
just voting.
Hunter wins. Love, Johnny. Got another one. Got another one here, guys.
Oh.
And the last one, Hunter. Pretty awesome. Yes. Guys, I think this might be my new career.
I don't.
I think this might be my new career. I'm going to quit my job today and be Nicki Minaj.
Ricky, if this Ricky is a new
Minaj,
job.
Ricky Minaj.
Look, can I just have
Captain
one
Minaj.
Request? Can I have one request?
Yeah. Do you want me to do a rap on a certain topic? Or?
No, I just want you to not practice next to me on repeat. The amount of times I had to hear you say, what's the time?
What's the time?
Yesterday.
That's my catchphrase, mate.
Oh, we've got another text in, but I don't want to read it.
What's wrong?
Hunter is king. That's a clean sweep.
Hunter is rat king. So
just yeah. You are the rat
sorry,
king.
Sorry, rap king. Sorry.
Yeah. Thanks, Tony. I really appreciate it. I should probably say a little something.
You should do the second round of the rap battle so people can
see.
Second round.
You won the first round.
Yeah. All
second
right.
Second round.
Here we go.
Okay.
Boom, boom, ch. Boom, boom, ch. Boom, boom, ch. Boom, boom, ch. You are.
I've written anything.
No, that's the battle. It's freestyle rap.
Why do you keep saying battle like it means something other than battle?
Well, we've all had one round, so there's not even retaliation. It's like school debating. I'm trying to put it in the school debate.
We all know you're a master debater, Sean. So,
you would know the rules.
Yeah.
Okay, give me the beat. I'll do something.
All right, okay, ready?
Go. I did a zing about ugly shoes. You two are the biggest whore losers.
Yes!
Oh, yeah, that's done.
That's one sentence.
That's two sentences.
Yeah. All right. You get set.
Oh, well, thanks, guys. I don't know. Was there a prize that you were going to give me? Did you guys bring anything to give me for being the rap winner?
You've got your raisin toast. No. Is that not prize enough?
True. That is prize enough.
Bought in a whole loaf of raisin toast and didn't even share it around.
Thanks to everybody who voted, except for Hannah. Who voted for Harry?
Listen,
he sounds like Angelica from Rugrats.
Oh my god, you are!
I'm so the Angelica.
Am I Chucky? Is it Chucky?
We're just much cooler. That's what we are.
You are listening to the tag team. We're Enjoy 94.9.
But guys, it's been awesome. We have been the tag team, Harry, Hunter, and Sean. Okay, not a bully, just a rap battle master. A rap battle master.
Hunter won the rap battle. Well done.
Well done, mate. Oh, here's a clap. One handed.
Oh, Harry. Oh, you're so gross. You are on the tag team. Have a good day.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.